He's a man.
...7:23, Wake Up Kenosha continues Friday. Testosterone flows as we crack open another family-sized can of Chef Boyardee Testosteronios with the man himself, legendary sports figure and former hand model for the NFL. He is John Weiser. John, good morning.
I worked for Wilson there for a while, a hand model for the football, I think, is what...
The man knows how to throw a spiral. No doubt.
There you go.
He knows how to place the fingers over the football, you know, just to make it that much more appealing.
That's the first thing you learn, right? When you're a kid.
Laces never look so good, let me tell you.
Oh, my goodness, John. A lot of stuff to get to, but I want to start with baseball because we heard the news this morning that Len Casper is leaving the Cubs TV booth and he's going to go over to White Sox radio. Very surprising for a lot of people for Len to make that move.
It is a surprising move, caught a lot of people off guard. Len Casper, the voice of the Cubs for what 16 years on Channel 9 and Comcast, as well as the Marquee Network this past year, and moving over to, you know, not only leaving the Cubs but moving across town to go do white radio for the White Sox.
The enemy.
Exactly. But kind of surprises me because, listening to games, I know you do too, Bill. I thought Andy Mazur did a pretty good job calling games with Darren Jackson last year. So it's interesting to see how this all is going to play out because Casper joining with Darren Jackson now. And then I hear multiple sources saying Chris Myers from Fox.
We keep hearing that too.
Casper, on the Marquee Network. So it'll be interesting to see who steps in to fill that, but it might be an easy thing for Len. He goes from JD to DJ now, as far as the game.
Good call,
right?
John. I hadn't made that connection yet this morning.
So, Jim DeShays to Darren Jackson, so you go JD to DJ. So
very nice. All right, let's get into football a little bit here. Packers coming off a squishing of the Bears. They'll take on, one of my favorite divisions, the NFC East, the Philadelphia Eagles. This is a great division where you have New York, Washington, tied for the lead in that division at 4-7. The Eagles come in 3-7-1. What's going on with that division of football teams this year, John?
Well, it's been named NFL Least, NFC Least, I guess you could call it, and by rule, somebody has to host a playoff game who wins that division. So it's going to happen at some point. But, yeah, that's just for whatever reason, that division just has not been good. And I think a lot of that has to do with injury. You look at the Washington team going through, two or three different quarterbacks now. Alex Smith back. It looks like he's healthy and ready to maybe give them a little bit of a push. The Giants are going to be without their quarterback this weekend. He hurt a hamstring in their game on Sunday, so they're down. And, of course, Dallas without their quarterback since that terrible knee injury. So it is what it is. It's a quarterback league, and if you don't have a quarterback, it's kind of like hockey. If you don't have good goaltending, you got nothing. If you don't have a good quarterback, you don't have anything in the NFL, and that's where I think that division finds itself. But the Packers and Eagles, I think the Packers are favored by 8. That'll be an interesting matchup, to say the least. I think one of the matchups that to watch on Sunday for that game will be Davante Adams taking on Darius Slay, one of the defensive backs for Philadelphia. We're going to see probably a couple of matchups there with those two. That'll be interesting to see how Rodgers plays off of that as far as finding that matchup when he can.
Speaking of underwhelming football, we got the Bears and the Lions this weekend. The Bears have lost 5 straight. Oh, boy, John Weiser.
Well, the storyline there is going to be the interim head coach for the Detroit Lions, Darrell Bevell, Wisconsin connection. He was the Badger quarterback when they went to the Rose Bowl in 94, was offensive coordinator for a long time up at Minnesota, came over with Matt Patricia to become the OC at Detroit. Of course, Patricia fired very quietly. That was one of the more quietest firings in the NFL that has happened in quite some time. I think it was Saturday morning when that story broke over Thanksgiving weekend last weekend. So, but Daryl Bevel takes over as head coach for Detroit. That's the storyline there. Bears, you know, if you're Matt Nagy, you can yell at your players all you want, but if you don't have any talent on either side of the football, what good does it do you to yell and call them out? I mean, it's just, that's just plain and simple. And, you know, I was joking with Pete off the air. I says, you know, what gig would you like to have? How about president of the Chicago Bears? Ted Phillips has had that job for how long? How many GMs, how many coaches has he gone through? And it's the same malaise. I mean, you know, with Nagy, he just didn't become, you know, a bad coach overnight. 2 years ago, he was coach of the year. He won the division 2 years ago. And they just have not been able to get him any talent. That offensive line's a mess. They have no offensive identity. The defense is okay, but when they're missing somebody like Khalil Mack, it's very, very tough for that team to stop the run. So, well, you know, they're a mess.
We'll see if they can snap their losing streak on Sunday. It's Manly Men Sports, the man himself, John Weiser. We're working the laces over the weekend. John, thank you, as always. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you next Friday, sir. Appreciate it.
Done with the turkey, on to the fish fry.
Fish fry tonight. Check it out. John Weiser, everybody. Thanks, John. Coming up in the next half hour.